Jax Media, helping give fighters and fight promoters the edge to get noticed and pound through to success. At Jax Media, we know how difficult it can be to get sponsorships for your fights or fighters. Don't miss out on prime opportunities. Showcase your fight history, stats, bio, sponsorship rate, and clickable links to your online and social media platforms with a custom media kit. Media kits starting as low as $50. Also, ask about our custom Facebook page setup, apps, fighter and fight promotion websites, and more. Visit us online today at www.jaxmedia.ca. Jax Media, design with an edge. It's the ladies of MMA Madhouse. You're listening to Cage Fire Radio.
And they stay there, and they say yeah, and they say there. Cause all I do is win, win, win. And if you going in, put your hands in the air, make them stay there.
Ludacris going in on the verse, cause I've never been defeated and I won't stop now. Keep your hands up, get them in the sky for the homies that ain't making them, my folks locked down. I never went nowhere, what they say in Luda's back. Blame it on that contour, the hood call it Luda.
Oh, everybody, it's Tuesday night. Welcome to Cage Fire Radio. I would like to give a big shout out to all our great sponsors who step up week in and week out. You know, they're just superb. Please, folks, on our show bio, everything's hyperlinked. Definitely get out there and check out them all. We Are Warriors. Check out Jax Media. Check out Cast Iron Supplements. Check out MMAMadhouse.com. And let's start this show right. We're going to bring the host with the most in, Miss Caitlin. How are you tonight?
I am excellent. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. It's a beautiful day where I'm at. Let's bring in your partner in crime and sidekick to this crazy festival. Miss Kari, how are you?
I'm doing great. Glad to be on the show tonight.
Awesome.
Definitely. What a great show. And before I go getting the first guest in line, we're going to have Kristen Brown from Live to Fight. This is an organization, folks. You do not want to miss this next few minutes with this young lady, because what she's doing for the MMA community is beautiful. And it's just true compassion and community support for fighters that and their families that are, you know, sick and battling illnesses that they need help with. So that's going to be great. And then the second guest of the night is a fighter that I personally am a huge fan of, and I will sit here and tell everybody in the world Miss Carly Marie Black is the true future of this sport, especially in her weight class. So you two ladies take over. I'm going to get some guests all set up.
Awesome. Well, Kari, how was your weekend, first of all?
I had a great weekend. We had beautiful weather, spent most of it outside. It was wonderful.
Isn't it great when you get blessed with that beautiful weather? Nothing is better than good weather.
The summers in Indiana are always so nasty and hot and humid. Like, you just feel the air whenever you're breathing. It's just so thick. And this weekend, it's felt like October. I mean, it's just been great.
Awesome. It's so funny. I was at introduction this weekend for U of O, and We had people from all over the world there. Like, there was a guy from Peru there and a girl from Kenya. And then there's people from Chicago and Boston and a ton from California. There was, like, so many different accents and, like, difference and, like, people with different experiences all in one place. It was so awesome. And they were like, I just love it here. It's so green here. And I was, because Oregon is so green and it's so lush with different trees. And I was just like, I don't know, it's green.
Ladies, I'm going to catch you guys off, because she's got a phone that could possibly die. So, Miss Kristen Brown from Live to Fight,
awesome.
Welcome to Cage Fire Radio. Europe.
Are you there? Did we lose her?
Nope. It says she's live. Miss Kristen Brown, are you there?
Hello?
Oh, welcome to Cage Fire Radio.
Hello?
Oh.
Sounds like we're having technical difficulties.
Yes, it is.
Well, She did say she was having some issues with her phone.
Okay. Do you want to try calling her back?
Hello? Kristen, are you there? Guess not.
Oh, this would be a bummer.
Yeah,
let me try calling her back.
Okay.
Yeah, let me.
We can, of course, talk about the organization.
Yeah,
you guys start talking about that a little bit.
Hello?
And I'm, oh, there she is.
Hello?
Are you with us? Nope, it sounds like she's going in and out because her phone's dying.
Oh, it's going to be a bummer. Kristen, you're live if you can hear us.
I really can't hear you. I can hear like an echo. Okay. Can you guys hear me?
Yes,
yes, ma'am.
We can hear you. Man, we're having issues with this tonight.
Yes, we are.
My goodness. This is such an awesome organization, too.
It definitely is.
Yeah,
I read something really. Go ahead, Skip.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh.
Are you there?
We can hear you.
Oh, hi. I can kind of hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. If you can hear us, would you like to describe a little bit about what your organization is for the listeners?
Oh, hello. Now I can hear you. Hi.
Awesome.
Hey. Hey, how are you?
Good. We're great.
I'm good.
Do you want to?
Thank you, girls, for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on. You have a wonderful organization that I'm excited to learn about.
Yeah,
thank you
definitely.
So much.
We want to hear all about it.
I'm working my ass off. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It's called Live to Fight Incorporated, Live to Fight, Inc. I started about 2 months ago, and it's coming along. It's moving along pretty quickly.
Holy cow, that's rapid.
Yeah, it's well, I thought of the idea a couple of years ago when I went to a seminar for Dan Miller's son. Dan Miller of the UFC, his son was pretty sick and needed a kidney transplant. So I went to a benefit seminar for that. And I thought, wow, somebody should make a charity for people who, you know, who need help. And then a couple of years later, I was like, well, I guess I'm going to make the charity because no one else did. So, yeah.
That's
it's
how you gotta do it.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it's called Live to Fight. My website, www.livetofight.org, and it's for people in the martial arts and MMA, mixed martial arts community who are suffering from life-threatening illnesses. I'm pretty connected to cancer and people who are suffering from cancer. I'm a survivor. The people who inspired me to start this are cancer. One is still going through the battle right now. The other one passed away. And so,
well, congratulations to you for sure for getting past such a deathly disease for sure. That is incredible.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I've been dealing with it for like 20 years, so I'm kind of used to it. It kind of becomes like second nature, and just like being in the hospital, just like, you know, it is what it is. But when I started to see people that I loved, like, you know, being sick and you know, going through all this shit, I was like, oh, hell no. So that's when I was like, yeah, no, I can't just sit there and watch them, you know. So it's pretty. We're based out of New York, and we're going to be doing a lot of things in the East Coast. But I'm in Washington right now with my, you know, one of the inspirations for my organization is in Reggie Cardiel. He was in Tacoma, Washington. So he passed away about 2 months ago. So I've been staying with his kids for the past week. So we are looking to go across the United States. And one of the ways that we're going to be raising money for Live to Fight is to be doing benefit seminars. So we're going to be doing jiu-jitsu, judo, you know, Muay Thai, MMA, everything. So, you know, if I'm going to be – I'm going national. I have big plans.
Well, how can people become involved with your seminars?
I'm sorry?
how can people become involved with your seminars, whether helping put them together or being in them?
Well, if you guys go to my website, livetofight.org, if you go to the Join the Fight page, there's a Contact Us thing, and basically there's in a couple of weeks you're going to be able to register online for the seminars. Right now you're not able to, but within a couple of weeks you will be able to. If you want to contact me for any reason, you can go through there, or you can go through my personal email, which is Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-E-N, @livetofight.org. And I am looking to host more seminars. I'm looking for schools to host more seminars or people to teach more seminars. Like I said, right now I'm East Coast, so my first event is going to be at the infamous Henzo Gracie's down in New York City. It's September 29th. And if anybody's in the area, definitely come down. There's going to be more information about it on my website. Right now we're trying to, you know, tie down who's going to be teaching and the times, because I'm trying to get Chris Weidman to teach, and he's just all over the place right now since he dethroned Anderson Silva. So, because he's one of my board members, so he's really, really busy, but I want
really?
Him to be there to teach. Yeah, I have really awesome people involved. He's a buddy of mine. I actually, you know, I was involved in some writing and reporting, and he was actually the first person that I interviewed.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. It was like a couple years ago, like back in GNC for a signing, and there was like nobody there because nobody knew who he was. And he still is the same exact person as he was back then. Like still the nicest guy. You know, he's been through hell and back with his house and Hurricane Sandy. You know, he's just a great guy. You know, family man. He's married to his high school sweetheart. He's got two awesome kids, and
wow. He's
just a good guy. So. You know, I contacted
awesome.
Him when, yeah, he's awesome. He's a beast, you know. He's like a great guy, and he's a killer. So I was there at the fight when he beat Silva, and I was like bawling. I was like crying like a little girl. People were looking at like, what's wrong with you? My logo was on.
I was jumping up and down.
Dude, it was awesome,
night,
right?
It was.
That wasn't
a fluke. Like, Silva does that, and he caught him, you know. So
yeah,
I'm excited for Lena.
It is about time.
Exactly. I mean, I know I love Silva. I think he's the greatest of all time. But, you know, you're going to keep on, you're going to do that, and that's going to happen to you.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
So my logo was actually on Chris's banner for that fight. So I'm pretty excited about that. And I have some other really, really great people working with me. I have Octavia Bourdain. She's just, you know, she's a Henzo Gracie blue belt and just like, one of the, you know, she's a crazy awesome, you know, MMA advocate. I have Jeff Nader. He's a Bellator fighter. I have Sambo Steve. He's the head of the Coalition to Legalize MMA in New York. Yeah, I've got some really, really great people working with me. So it's this
that
organization.
Is so incredible.
Yeah, it's moving along quickly. And I'm so happy because it's like, it's my baby. It's like my heart and my soul, you know? So,
yeah. That's
people
awesome.
Can buy T-shirts.
Your enthusiasm for it's great.
You what?
Your enthusiasm for it is amazing. Like, there need to be more people like you out there. You are awesome.
Oh, I thank you so much.
How excited you are about this and how much you're putting into it. It's great. And there are
going
to be
just,
so many
I'm
people
drunk.
Benefit from what you do.
I'm not.
You
know,
we have a radio show, you know.
No, I'm not. No, it's like MMA is my passion, and I've been involved with fundraising forever. So this is like, you know, if I could do the two things, that's the best of both worlds for me, you know. And I don't know. I feel like there's nothing else out there like this, and it's really gonna be awesome. And I want, you know, I want the everyday person to be able to be involved with this. You know, buy a T-shirt, whatever. You know, come to a seminar. You don't have to. You don't have to be a friggin' black belt to come to a seminar. It's for all levels. Also, you can just come down and hang out. There's going to be like really high level martial artists there. There's going to be professional fighters there. You can come. You can hang out. Just support the cause. I'm going to have other, you know, events, not just these seminars. We're putting together some really cool, fun things that. I don't want to talk about yet, but I want to, but I don't want to. we're going to be doing a calendar. I'll just put it out there, and possibly an MMA fashion show. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That would be so cool.
Right?
That's
awesome. I know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I was on your website earlier, just to go ahead and let the listeners know, I signed up, as can all of you, simple first name, last name, email address, to stay up to date with the goings on with Live to Fight.
Mm-hmm.
I suggest everybody go out there to do it.
Yes, and that will be me sending out, you know, I'm really kind of crappy with the computer, so I have an awesome art director, and he's the guy who's done my website is Jason Perez, so he has to teach me how to do all that, so once he does, you're going to be getting all these personal emails from me. Until he teaches me, I can't do it yet. But we have really awesome t-shirts, too, you guys can buy, so... We just got them in. I wore them to the fights this weekend in Seattle. Oh, man, they say my slogan is some live to fight, others fight to live. And they are badass. They're so cool. I don't have any, like, skulls or anything on it. So for those of you who love skulls and, like, daggers, I'm sorry. But they are really, really, they're really, really cool. They're good material. They're nice. They're $25. So that's, like, a really, you know, easy way to buy a T-shirt, you know, support the cause. That's pretty much it.
If you have people that maybe can't afford to make a donation, but they want to help bring your organization to our state, like if I wanted to help out your organization and bring it to Oregon, but being a college student, I don't have money to give you a donation, how could I help your organization?
You can help me by, I want to come across the country, so I need people, I need to find schools in every single state. I also want to do something that I spoke about to Skippy. I want to do a roll-a-thon, like a national roll-a-thon. So, you know, you can also help me by tweeting, getting the word out, you know. Get on my mailing list, tweet, you know, social media is it basically right now. I need to publicize, even though I have, like, you know, Chris Weidman, he's a friggin' UFC middleweight champion, so it's huge right now. It's going to be huge, but I need everybody's support. You know, I need just... people tweet, like, hey, you know, get your friends involved, just, you know. And it is for people in the MMA community. It's not just for fighters. It's for their family members. It's for people who train. It's for, like, super fans. So, you know, it's for this community, and there's nothing like this out there, you know. So, you know, just help me try to get the word out, because I think that, you know, people need to know about this organization. Knowledge is power. I think that if more people know about it, the bigger it will be, and I want it to be huge. I want people to know, oh, Live to Fight? Oh, yeah. That's an organization that helps people in the MMA community, you know? I also want MMA to be legal in my state, in New York, so I'm hoping that this will put a positive spin on MMA. So we can bring it to New York. So just, you know, just tweet.
Well, it sounds like you guys are spreading like wildfire.
Yes.
I think so. I hope so.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys are just taking off, which is so awesome for such a brand new organization like yourself. You guys are just babies right now, and you guys are definitely like spreading the wings and flying like ASAP for sure.
Yeah, I'm picturing like in a year from now where we'll be would be like freaking crazy. I know, I can't even imagine, but it's a good cause, you know. It's like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like, it's just such a good cause. You know, Reggie Cardiel was one of my inspirations, and he passed away about 2 months ago. And now I have my jiu-jitsu teacher son. He's not even 2 years old, and he's got stage 4 cancer. And there's so many more people like that out there. MMA.tv is a website. It's called The Underground. And when I was going through all my shit a couple months ago with my mastectomy, it's like they gave me so much support, but I literally saw so many people who was like, oh, my mom is sick, my brother is sick, and this person is sick, and it's just like there's too many people who are sick, and this community it's such a tight community, so I feel like this is a good thing. I feel like it can be a great thing, so thank you guys for helping me get the word out.
Absolutely.
Oh, no, and you know, Ms. Brown, I want to tell you, young lady, that I've passed the word, and yes, ma'am, it's me. I've passed the word down, and I'm going to get you, I'll be giving Daniel Blevins, the owner of Gator MMA, they run a nonprofit gym down there to help kids on the street, I'm gonna get with, have him get with you about setting up some events in Florida, that because I know he's done that a lot down there, so he would be the right guy to talk to down in that area. So
that would be
I've already talked. And hopefully by the time you go on the Florida show that we're booking you on, we'll have more information for you and try to bring him on so maybe you guys can talk about hopefully what's going on down there with you guys.
Oh, yay. Oh, my God, that's so awesome. You're surprising me, but you're not making me cry. Thank you.
Aww.
You made me cry last time.
You know,
I heard about that.
You gotta understand, when Eddie came to us and told us about what you were doing, we've supported Eddie for years. We believe in him 100%.
Right.
And when he said, Skip, I'm asking you as a friend to throw everything you have behind this lady, we said we'd do it. No questions asked.
Oh.
And we're 100% honored to do it.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, now I feel the tears welling up. Yeah, Eddie's an awesome guy. I've been talking to him, you know, texting and Facebook, and I actually got to meet him finally at the fights this weekend. So I'm really, really happy. And I'm just so grateful for anybody that actually gets behind me and is really, you know, passionate about it and is sincere. You know, I don't like bullshit, and I don't like people who are just like, oh, sure, I'll help you. And then they don't, you know, because this is something that affects all of us. You know, cancer affects everybody. It doesn't discriminate. Everybody is affected by this disease. And, you know, Live to Fight doesn't just help people with cancer. It helps people with, you know, all life-threatening illnesses. Obviously, I'm a little bit partial to cancer because I'm a survivor. But, you know, if there's anybody out there and you guys know somebody who needs help, please let me know. Like I said, my email, kristen@livetofight.org. There's a couple of people that I know already. I can't have predetermined beneficiaries, but I have a few people lined up that I know I want to help because their story is so amazing. So
if I can jump in really quick,
mm-hmm.
how do you pick people to sponsor? Like, do they write into you? Do they contact you to tell you about their story?
They write into us, and I'm obsessed with this. So I've been like researching people and just trying to find people that I want to help. But I cannot have predetermined, I have to get that out there so I don't get sued, I cannot have predetermined beneficiaries. My board of directors, which consists of Chris Weidman, Octavia Bourdain, Jeff Nader, and a few other people, we have to vote on who we're going to help. So the money that we raise in all of our benefit seminars and all of our events goes to Live to Fight, the organization, and then Live to Fight delegates the money out to our beneficiaries. But I have found, you know, because this is like 24/7 what I do. I've found people that I want to help. I found this guy in Idaho. He's a black belt under Higa Machada, and he has this like rare heart disease. I want to help him. I have like, you know, 3 or 4, probably 5 or 6 people that's already on my radar of who I want to help. And I just need more. I mean, and there's so much more people already, but these are people that I'm already like, okay, I know I want to help them. But people just have to email me and let me know, like, I need help. So then I'll help you. That's the way it goes.
That's awesome. That is so awesome.
Yeah.
And hopefully you get a big turnout for people that want to help you and want to be a part of your seminars that are coast to coast. If you have any that come to Oregon, let me know. Let Madhouse know. We have a lot of members here in Oregon that I'm absolutely positive would be willing to help you out and would love to help you out. So for sure, definitely hit up Skippy, hit up Carl, hit up anybody in that house and ask them.
That would be great, because I am going to be on the Pacific Northwest, you know, in the Pacific Northwest a little bit more than I had anticipated because of my friend Reggie's kids. Like, they're going to be a part of my life forever now. So I'm going to be visiting here a lot. So, you know, I will definitely be here, and I want to do, you know, I just actually visited Matt Hume's school. That's where I am right now. I just like, walked out probably about a half an hour ago. So I'm like traveling all around to like different schools, different gyms, and just like saying, hey, like, this is who I am and help me. So kind of annoying. I know. And I talk a little fast. I'm from New York.
That's the way to do it though. Absolutely.
Oh, ladies, let me jump in real quick. You just said you were at Matt Hume's place. I mean, I got to say, as a fan of the sport, which you are, You're in the president, basically, of one FC's gym. How crazy cool is that?
It was very, very cool. And I spoke to him really quick, and we're going to get, you know, he's going to get in touch with me. We're going to see if we can do something. I'm fortunate that I've actually gotten to be in the presence of a lot of really freaking cool people. So I don't really get starstruck. It doesn't really faze me. But he's a legend, you know what I mean? So that's really – I actually didn't even recognize him at first because he was in a gi, and I don't think I've ever seen him in a gi. So I was just like, oh, hey. And then, like, oh, shit, hey. but, yeah, I don't get starstruck. Like, it doesn't – I don't know. It doesn't really faze me. But he's a legend, and I want to do something at his school. He used to train with my friend Reggie. So it kind of be like, you know, like a full circle, you know what I mean? But I want to do something with everybody, you know? I want to go to every legit school and try to have something at every school. That's pretty much my goal, but yeah, he's a legend in the sport. So it's kind of cool to be able to just be like, hey, let's get something. And I think that people would want to pay to come, you know, to come to a seminar done by him. I mean, I would, you know.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. But it's definitely, as a New Yorker coming here and being like, wow, dude, I'm in Seattle right now, or I'm in, like, in Washington right now, and I'm in Matthew's gym. That's pretty cool.
That is very, you know, cool. You've got some great contacts, that's for sure.
Oh, I just walked in. I didn't really, you know.
You're going to be my friend, and you're going to help one of those.
Exactly. I have no problem stalking people. You know?
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, but I do have some good contacts, and it's cool to have, like, you know, Chris on my board and Octavia, because I can just be like, hey, do you think you can get me in touch with this person? So that's pretty cool.
And of course he can. Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's super incredible that you're so enthusiastic and passionate about that. Anybody listening to the show right now can tell how extremely passionate and excited you are about this. And hopefully anybody listening to the show will sign up to your website tonight for your updates. Please go to LiveToFight.org, check it out, buy their shirts. They're so awesome. I just shared them on Facebook. Make sure
you
look at them.
Oh, did you see? Aren't they
cool? They are so cool.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
okay.
Those are so perfect for, like, guys and girls, too. Like, it's a perfect, definitely unisex shirt.
Yeah, I don't like anything that's too much. I just wanted something that's, like, you know, here we are, live to fight. That's, you know, that's it. I don't like, you know, silver and gold and daggers. Sorry, but that's not my thing, you know?
For sure.
Any companies that want to sponsor me have silver and gold and daggers, I would love silver and gold and daggers. Just saying.
Nice recovery there.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, really quick, before we have to end the segment of our show, we definitely want you to, if you could repeat your website, repeat your Twitter, your Facebook, where can people contact you, and a few shout-outs maybe really quick before we have to end this segment.
Absolutely. So it is Live to Fight, and my Twitter is at Live to Fight Inc. INC. Website is www.livetofight.org. My personal email is kristen@livetofight.org. It's KRISPEN. And anybody wants to come to our first seminar, it's going to be September 29th at Henzo Gracie's in New York City. It's going to be a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu seminar. But, you know, we're going to be doing all sorts of seminars. And that's about it. Thank you guys
awesome.
So much
thank
for having
you.
Me today.
No,
thank
you
for
coming on our show and letting us know all about this. This is such an incredible organization, awesome cause you've got.
Thank you. And I'm usually not this hyper. I just, when I talk about this, I get so passionate and so excited that I'm like,
no, it's so
no.
Awesome. Yeah, awesome. How could anybody say no to you?
Absolutely. Okay. All right, thank you guys.
And Ms. Kristen, I will
thank
be
you
Ms.
So
Kristen,
much.
I'll be emailing you soon, okay?
Okay. Thank you, sir. Young man.
Anytime, young lady.
Okay. Bye guys. Have a good night. Thanks again.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Such a cool
it's
lady.
Cool to hear
and
people.
Such a great cause.
I know. It's so cool to hear people that, like, run full-fledged organizations like this.
I agree.
Like,
I
know,
like, I got on the website and started reading and got goosebumps, got tears in my eyes. Like, it's just absolutely great. And I love that there's people out there like her that do this type of thing.
I think their shirts are pretty kick-ass, honestly. I mean,
I
like
know.
Them.
They're so cool.
Folks, once again, livetofight.org and livetofight, Inc. on Twitter, I believe. Isn't that what it is? Yeah, livetofight,
yeah.
Inc. on Twitter and livetofight.org for their website. So get out there, share this page. You know, next time you and the coaches are talking about something to do to raise money and to show, you know, the community how important MMA and Brazilian jiu-jitsu and kickboxing, wrestling, boxing, all this is, you know, hit them up. See if they want to come down and be part of it, and you guys help them raise money and show the community how you're giving back, you know, to a bigger cause. I mean, this is how the community comes together, and I love the fact that they're not only asking for money, but they're asking for help. I love that.
Yeah.
So many days you guys see this. It's just send me a check or don't help me. You know, and like you said.
Right, exactly.
Caitlin,
what?
I'm still here. I'm going to answer this phone call because I believe it's our next guest.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay.
Awesome. These shirts, these are so cool. Like, if she gets sponsors, she can easily do them in black, white, or red and feature them on this shirt, like, so easily.
I will be looking into buying one of those, for sure.
Definitely. These are so awesome. They're so awesome. I really like the heart with the fist on the right. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I always think that things like that are so creative, and I'm like, how did I not think of that, right?
Yeah.
It's always like that, you know? You see people with such a simple design. It's like, how did I not come up with that?
Right.
It's so awesome. She was so excited about her cause, and that's so incredible just to be around. Like, who could ever, like, have a lady like that come into their gym and have them be like, no, we're not helping you? Honestly,
I know.
Like, shame on you.
Her enthusiasm alone sells it. I mean, it sells it.
I know. She's so excited. She's so happy. I know. It's just crazy. Shame on you if you ever tell this lady no. For sure. I can't believe it. It's only been 2 months that she's had this organization, and it's already this far. It's crazy.
Yes, it is.
But I believe we have our next guest in queue. Carly Marie Black, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Awesome. Thank
Hi,
you.
Carly.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Welcome to Cage Fire Radio. We're so happy to have you on tonight.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
So if you want to start off talking a little bit about yourself, let us know where you're from, what gym you're out of, how you got where you are now. That would be awesome for the listeners to hear.
Okay, well, I started fighting just a little bit before I turned 8, and I got my black belt a couple years ago, and then I just got my second degree about last year, I think. And, they kind of just started putting me in kickboxing fights, and I really liked it, and so they just kept me fighting.
Well, gosh, you sound like... So, you sound so young. It's crazy. How old are you?
I'm 17.
That's it?
17?
I knew you sounded young. Holy cow, you're like a kid phenomenon. All Phoebe told us is how incredible you are.
Yeah. Thanks.
That's so awesome. So, you do, obviously, from what I've heard, you do a lot of kickboxing. Do you want to elaborate a little more on that about, like, have you traveled the country to do it? Do you stay in one area to do it? Like, what about kickboxing do you love, and, like, how do you do it?
Well, I really want to be able to travel around the country, but so far I've just been doing it, like, in the Caldwell, Nampa area. And, yeah.
Awesome, awesome. So I also, obviously, I did a lot of research on you before you come onto our show because I personally have not learned enough about you or known enough about you to know what a phenomenon you are. So I've heard that you are, like, a top tier, like, best, one of the best in the country kickboxing. Like, how does that feel to be so incredible?
Oh, that, it's crazy feeling. Like, I don't even really realize it, I guess.
That's awesome.
Being so young, how do you manage school? How have you managed school and training and becoming one of the best?
It's been kind of hard. I mean, I'm not the best in school, but I've been working on it a lot, and I only have 1 year left, so it'll be good.
I'm sure you're not picked on very much if you are quite the kickboxer.
Hey, Miss Garley, I'd like to ask you, I know you just had a fight recently, and you had already previously met that young lady. How did you feel about seeing her a second time, and how did you feel about when it was all said and done?
Well, I was a little bit nervous just because I knew she was going to come back even harder than before because she wasn't going to want to lose again, and she definitely did. It was a lot harder than the first fight. But I was just excited and proud that we both did well in the fight.
Now, I got to say, as a fan of the sport and a fan of you for some time now, that photo, I don't know if it was your mom or who, and by the way, tell your mom I think she might be a blonde, but she'll get that joke. That head kick photo that is going around of you in that fight is like a poster.
Yeah.
Like, that is a beautiful – when you connected that, and mentally I know you're in the fight, but how much of you was like, yes?
I was really excited when I did that. Like, I looked back in the audience and the whole crowd started cheering, and some people's faces were just priceless when I did that.
Now, I know and the ladies might not, but this is something that you've dedicated, and your mom, and bless her heart, a wonderful lady who has dedicated a lot of her time as well, but you've given up a lot of a teenager's life to do this. My question is, what is your goal in the next 2 years with you and your coaches, your outline? Is it to just try to get 10 or 12 amateur fights and continue going back and forth between MMA and kickboxing and Thai, or are you going to go full bore MMA and try to be pro in 2 years?
You know, it's kind of hard because I love both of them a lot. But I really do want to go pro in MMA.
That's cool with me. I mean, either way, I know you're going to be a champion and a winner. I mean, your ethics, your ability, your talent, and just the, anybody who's ever seen you fight, some people have it, some people don't, you know, and you have it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Oh, no, we're very honored that you wear our logo, and, you know, we're very honored that, you know, Sidekicks shows us so much love, and so does your family. So, no, it's a blessed and honor to be part of your team.
Yeah, thank you very much. That means a lot.
How many people do you have? Oh, go ahead, Kari.
I was just going to ask her, what has been her most memorable moment so far, and how easily she thinks she can top it?
Oh, man, I don't even... I think my last fight really was, just because afterwards it was a crazy feeling because all these people just were coming up to me, telling me how great I did and wanting pictures with me and stuff. It's such a crazy feeling.
Do you ever feel more faint? Like, do you ever go home from your fight feeling just as awesome and famous as you were at your fight? Like, do you go home and you're like, Mom, did you see that? Did you see all those people? Like, aren't I awesome? Do you ever let the fame catch up with you? Like, mom like it's out of you. Are you just like, Mom?
Yeah. I just say, I'm famous, Mom. I can do what I want.
Like, did you see that? People have pictures of me. That's awesome. That is so awesome.
It's awesome.
Definitely. Yeah. do you have, when are you fighting again? When will people be blessed with your presence again?
I'm fighting August 3rd with Rage in the Cage. It is at the Idaho Center.
So any of our listeners in Idaho, go watch, go listen, go tune in, go find a way to view this 17-year-old girl that is kicking ass and taking name. Like, you just have to, because she's awesome. Definitely. So being young, you're kind of on the border of, like, kids MMA and, like adult and stuff like that. Would you say also being a girl would kind of make you more of a minority or more of a person to be picked on? Would you say that you get picked on at all by any guys in the sport, or have you ever had any run-ins with people that weren't necessarily supportive of you?
You know, I haven't actually. Most guys I talk to say they're scared of me.
That's awesome. Those are the ones coming to ask you for pictures, you know?
Yep.
Hey, how much do you know about your opponent coming up on August 3rd?
I really don't know anything. I just kind of found out the other day about it. All I know is she's 0-0 in MMA. And she fights somewhere around here, I think at Combat Fitness. I'm not entirely sure.
Okay. Now, I know that there's other fights that are being offered to you, especially in Washington area. Are you excited to start traveling to other states?
Oh, definitely. I've been wanting to go to another state for a while. It just hasn't been able to work out yet.
Well, you know, we do know that, you know, Jeff Hobie from Clinch Cuts and Mouth Cards does a lot of matchmaking. I know he's been really trying hard to get you on cards up here. So I hope to see you in Washington in the next few months. That'd be really great. Jamie Gonzalez for the Cage Warrior 115-pound title September 14th. That fight's on the table offered to you right now.
Oh, I think I did hear about that one. I would love to fight in Washington in September.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I hope
they just sent me a message. Okay, I'm sorry, girls, you go ahead and talk. Oh, they're saying that your coach has already agreed to have you fight. So they booked a fight for you September 14th. So all the fans in Washington are going to be able to see you fight for the Cage Warrior Combat 115-pound title. And if I'm not mistaken, Cage Warrior Combat will be streaming all their events now. So.
Wow, now that's
big
cool.
Shout
oh, so
out
I can
your,
watch it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Dude, yeah, that means you fans
exposure.
In all over the country. Yeah, fans all over the world are going to get to see you fight for that title. Way to go, girl. Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you.
She's like, I just found out about this. This is awesome.
Well,
yeah, big shout out to Jeff Hobie from... Sorry, big shout out to Jeff Hobie for listening to the show and giving me all the information.
Thanks, Jeff.
Well, so how does it feel to... Oh, you go, Kari. You got it.
No, I was just going to ask her, since, you know, obviously he's finding out about more fights tonight. Like, how would you like to expand the specialties that you have? You know, I know you said you have a black belt. You're obviously an amazing kickboxer. But would you like to focus on any other areas of training?
You know, I'm not really sure. I mean, I just want to just keep fighting and get whatever kind of fights I can.
How does it feel to display your talent on such a big stage set across the country? Like, obviously you haven't done it yet, but leading up to it, do you feel like you're going to train harder, you're going to work harder, just because you know that so many eyes will be watching?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I'm going to train like crazy for this fight. It's just a crazy feeling, all these people that – know me now and everything like that. It just doesn't seem real.
Do people in your home state, like, recognize you on the street, or if you're going to the grocery store somewhere, do people recognize you and stop and chat with you about your fighting?
Not too much. I've had it happen a couple times. It's a pretty cool feeling.
I'm sure. I bet that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have anybody, like, you said you're in your last year of high school. Do you have anybody within your high school that studies in mixed martial arts or trains or anywhere near what you do?
There's actually a couple people from my gym that go to my school. And I know of a couple people, they kind of off and on train, but not a whole lot.
Mm-hmm. Is that, do you guys collaborate a lot within your school and within your gym then, since you guys work so closely together?
Yeah, we do, actually.
What kind of dog do you have?
It's a chihuahua.
That's like a really stalker thing to ask, but Scoopy was wondering, and he didn't want to look like a stalker on like a 17-year-old girl, so... What kind of dog do you have?
What are you putting me off blasting? I threw the question out because she's always taking pictures with that weird little, it's weird looking. It's like a fuzzy little rat. So I was like, you guys kept stalling on questions. So I was like, dude, ask her about her dog. I've always wondered.
I didn't really know a nice way to lead into that, you know?
Yeah.
Call me a stalker. Ouch.
Well, I don't know. I'm not looking at pictures of her and her dog. I don't know.
What's your dog's name?
Its name is Bella.
Oh, I have a cat named Bella.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do, actually. But, yeah, what kind of dog do you have?
It's a chihuahua.
Oh, it's okay, there you go. How can you not tell if it's a chihuahua or not, Skippy?
There's so many weird little dogs.
Shame on you.
No, I see so many ladies with little dogs, like, in their purses all the time and stuff, and you never know what kind of dog it is. And, like, if you guys have followed her and her family as long as I have, you've seen everything. Gardens, you know, cruises, birthday parties, you know. So,
I definitely
dog,
do
though,
not follow.
Well, we do, because Madhouse is huge supporters. We think, you know, she's the future. I've said that before to you, young lady. Said it to your mom. I've said it, you know, me and Jeff from Clinch Cuts the Mouth Guard. You know, we you know, when you put up your training videos where you're doing pad work, and folks, if you guys have never seen this girl do pad work, go watch. It's impressive. It is worth 3 minutes of your life to see this girl work those pads. It's insane. Because that same work she does in a ring, folks. And that's what's impressive. It's not just show on a video. This is something that she produces over and over and makes people pay for it. That's why,
so
yeah,
where can you
I
find
do. And I've always wondered what kind of dog.
Well, where can you find those
wall.
Videos?
You can find them on YouTube.
YouTube?
Yeah.
Great. I'll be checking
yeah,
those out.
YouTube
if they all ever listen. Yeah.
What's your YouTube channel? Just so that it'll be easier to find and see all of your videos.
Well, then my mom's, I don't know what her thing is. I think it's like Shayla Hall 1 or something like that.
Okay.
But most of her photos are on your athlete page and videos now, right?
Yeah. I don't think I have any videos. My mom didn't know how to put them on there. Not on my page yet.
Well, will you want to tell the fans
so
what page it is so they can find you?
Yes.
Yeah, it's just Carly Black. You can just look it up and like it, whatever.
Is that on Facebook?
Yeah.
Or is it, okay.
And also on Twitter.
Yep,
I'm
on Twitter, Instagram, whatever.
Okay, so...
Well, go ahead and give us your Twitter name and your Instagram name.
Carly Black. I think that's it.
And you spell Carly
check.
With an I, right? K-A-R-L-I.
Yep.
Beautiful name, by the way. That's my little girl's name.
Oh,
like
really?
She spells it with Y instead of an I, yes. Beautiful name. Is your Instagram name Carly Black as well? Or did you get fancy?
Okay. No, it's just Carly Black.
Felt as fancy as it needs to be, though. Well, I threw a miss on mine. Kari was taken. I don't know by who. But... What kind of music do I like? Beat you to it, Skippy. I beat you. I don't think she heard you. Oh, did you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, what kind of music do you like, or what do you listen to?
I really like just about anything. But my favorite's rock.
Do you have like a walkout song that you listen to every single time you walk out, or?
No, I just have a variety of them that I like.
Yeah, but let's
be
honest.
What about this name?
Blood is the best walkout song you've ever come out to, man. Hands down.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
Do you have a nickname?
No, everybody's been trying to come up with one for me, but none of them really stuck. I didn't really like any of them yet.
Okay. She who shall not be named. Maybe you should just go by your name forever because nobody will ever have that same name as you.
That's true.
Unless you, like, inspire somebody when you're, like, 20 and you're kicking ass, like, all over the world, then you might inspire people that have the last name Black and they might name their daughter Carly. Then they might say,
hey, I got a fan suggestion. Carly Back in Black.
That's awesome.
I've actually heard that one a couple times. My mom wants me to go out to Back in Black by AC/DC to my next fight.
You know, Skippy will love it.
Dude, I think it's super cool that we're going to get to see you, on a stream worldwide fighting for a title. I mean, I think that's super cool. Super cool.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Hey, now, I know we're all kind of, these girls don't know you as well as I do, but for the fans out there, a girl your age, who fights and trains so much, it's summertime, you're not in school. What did you do for fun this summer?
Well, a lot of the time I was just in the gym training since I had a fight at the beginning of July. But, I mean, I've gone in the movies and do some concerts, been to the lake a couple times. I just went camping last week, actually.
I love camping.
So has it been fun? Has it been fun to just get back to being a teenager for a little bit?
Yeah, it kind of has been, but I just found out I had a fight, so now I'm kind of back in training mode.
This is a random question, but do you have, like, oh, you go.
No, you go ahead, young lady.
This question, I was inspired by this question because a couple weeks ago we had a girl on and she said that her fight week vice was like ice cream and animal crackers. And so I was going to ask you, do you have any weird like fight week vices or fight week traditions that you just have to have and will never go without?
Probably Dr. Pepper. That's about it. I have to have Dr. Pepper.
That's awesome. Maybe one day they'll sponsor you so you don't even have to, like, buy it anymore.
Oh. That'd be awesome.
Y'all, it would be.
Hey, Miss Carly, I know that you took some time out this evening, and I know it's fight week, and you're in the middle of finishing up your camp, and it's a quick camp. So before we run out of time with you tonight, give shout-outs to anybody you want. Give thank you. Tell anybody how to find you. Name your gym, whatever you want. It's your time. Take at it.
I definitely want to thank my mom first because she's been taking me down there for so many years and been supporting me through all this, even though it's been stressing her out a bit lately. She keeps on supporting me, and just all my family and friends that support me, and everybody from my gym at Sidekicks in Nampa, obviously all my sponsors, and yeah, that's it. Well, you can find me on Twitter, like we were talking about, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Well, I wish you the best of luck. I know you're going to go in there and do like you always do, and that's show up like a professional, you know, perform like a professional and get a victory. And like I said, we're super, super excited to hear that you're fighting for a title and for a great organization on top of that. I mean, Cage Warrior Combat's legit one of the best organizations in the Pacific Northwest. So that title means a lot. That is super cool. Congratulations, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
You ladies have anything? Go ahead and finish up.
Well, it was great having you on, and I'm excited that I get to sit here in good old Indiana and watch you fight in September. I thought I was going to have to miss out on it, but I'm looking forward to that, and you being so young, I know that you're going to have a great career, and I look forward to seeing how far you take it.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on tonight.
Thank you for having me.
I just wanted to wish you the best of luck in your upcoming fights, your one in September. August 3rd. I'm so excited for you. You sound so awesome. I know you're going to go out there and kick ass, and I'm so excited to see you do it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, have fun. Hit back to the gym. Enjoy. I can't wait to see and hear everything goes. Tell your mom thank you for all she does for Madhouse.
All right. I will. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Okay. Have a good night, young lady.
You too.
Wow.
Oh, guys.
Yeah,
what a great show. What cool guest. Hey, look, Carla Marie Black, you ladies, you guys are going to just love watching this girl perform, man. I mean, she is a beast. That's why her mouth guard, she's got a clinch cut the mouth guard that says beast mode on it. That's how badass she is.
Oh, my God.
Well, really?
That's awesome. I'm wanting to look for that picture that you were talking about now, that head kick.
I know. I tried to look for the picture of the dog and the picture of her, like, kicking. I've been looking for this picture of the dog. I'm like, how could he not show? That's what I've been looking at for the last, like, half an hour trying to find this picture.
There's pictures of dogs always. But the picture of Carly with the head kick is actually on the video player for this on Blog Talk playing right now. The Live to Fight logo, and then her in her Madhouse hoodie, and then her with her clinch custom mouth guard, and her with her head kick are all playing in
rotation. She also has the picture of her head kick, and I believe it's her profile picture on her Facebook page.
Yeah.
Well, great. I will look that up then.
Oh, are we losing?
Totally legit. And I mean, this girl's beast, man. If you guys catch her pad works and you know, see some of her fight stuff, you guys will totally just eat it up, man. You guys will be huge fans instantly. And everybody out there too. And also Live to Fight, you guys get out there and check them out. Guys, check out your local MMA scene, your local women's MMA scene. Get out there and check out your sponsors, you know, We Are Warriors. Check them out. Check out JaxxMedia.ca. You know, check out Cast Iron Supplements, MMAMadhouse.com. You know, check out everybody. Get out there and support it as a whole. Ladies, we got about a minute and a half, so you guys wrap it up however you want.
Awesome. Thank you. What a great show.
All right.
Do we have guests for next week yet? Have we had anyone booked yet?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Well, you ladies, feel free. I mean, if you guys have somebody, throw them in, because
yeah,
I've been booking like
four
shows.
I had a
shows.
Couple people.
Yeah, go for it. You got plug in who you
okay,
want, man.
Cool.
I was, you know, I was just trying to help you ladies out this week.
Awesome.
Well, and we appreciate it as always, Kip.
Oh, you ladies know I love working with you.
Well, you're
did you hear what I said?
No, we didn't.
Oh, I was saying we have to Stephen Wing get on here.
Oh, yeah, dude, the bumblebee.
Right? You want to hear something crazy about that guy?
I'm a big fan of Stephen. Yeah.
Every single time
man.
I've been to one of his fights, every single time I've been to one of his fights, he loses. He only wins when I'm literally a curse for this guy. Like his last fight that I had at FAMA, it turned out to be a no contest. And he looked at me right before he got in the cage. Like I honestly think I'm a bad omen for him or something.
You'll have to have him on to ask him about that if you're his bad juju.
Yes. We talk about it all the time. He's like, you're just bad luck. I'm like, I know, you know, like we were joking about it. I was like, I shouldn't come to FAMA, you know, you're going to lose. And then I went and it turned out to be a no contest because of an injury. And I was like, are you freaking kidding me? It's like definitely bad luck.
That is no good.
No, I will. I'll get in contact with him and see if he'll come on next Tuesday for sure. Because I know he's got so many belts, and they're looking forward to the rematch with Chance Gabriel at FAMA as soon as he heals. So I know that that's definitely somebody that the Pac Northwest definitely wants to hear about.
Yes.
Well,
I agree. That's
exciting.
Cool.
Yes. So, Caitlin. Where can we find you on social media?
Well, you can find me under Caitlin Deany for my MMA account on Twitter, or you can find me at Caitlin just on Twitter, just following me and my life and pictures of my dog. And you can also find me on Facebook where you can look at pictures of my dog and me and stalk a little bit if you want, if you're about that, but that's definitely how you can find me and search me and whatever.
Everybody get out and follow Caitlin and her dog.
Yeah, well, I'm sure Skippy knows what kind of dog I have.
Actually, no, I don't, but I know more about your
really?
Sister's
how do you not
life.
Know?
Like, I don't know why.
That is weird, you know?
I know
that's weird.
I know what kind of couch cushions you have.
No, I was going to call you today. This is so awesome. I was with my mom today, right? And I was thinking, how freaking hilarious would that be if I took her cushions right before I left for college and all these pictures of her couch cushions started showing up in, like, Eugene and, like, all these areas around there. Wouldn't that be so funny?
Oh, yes. Miss Kari, so you know what we're talking about. When I used to do this. It's not really a crime. It's basically what you do is in the summertime, people leave their doors open. So at nighttime or right at sundown is usually the best. You go by and when they leave the living room, you just steal one main couch cushion and then take off. And then when they come back, they'll be like, what is going on? Because nothing else is stolen. You don't take, like, valuables or nothing. You just take a couch cushion because you can't replace it. And they're going to be like, well, why would somebody just steal a couch cushion? Oh, it's so fun.
That'd be so funny. I was just thinking, I was like, I could just get, like, the same kind of color couch cushions as my mom and have somebody hide them, like, her normal ones in the house and take these ones to Eugene with me so I could just, like, totally pull this prank and it would be so awesome. You know, and she would be wigging out. The way my mom is, she's like, wigging out. Oh, my God. Where does house cushions go?
Hey, you know what you need to do, Caitlin? You need to take the couch cushion, go into, like, one of the alleys in Portland and, like, you know, put, like, a crack pipe in front of it and make it look like it's
like
homeless
a rapist
and just
on top
lost
of
everything. Instead of fishing, do, like, some hobo
like,
sneaking
do you...
on it.
Right? That's where you put, like, a note that says, how bad do you want this couch cushion?
Oh, ladies. It's always an honor to hang out with you ladies and work the show. Miss Kari, I know I'm going to be talking to you a lot in the next couple of weeks about some of those interviews. Everybody go to MMAMadhouse.com. Check out what these ladies write. They're some of the best writers in MMA today. You guys will love their interviews. You guys will love their opinions. And it's great because it's fresh and it's a female point of view in a male-dominated fucking media.
That's right. That's what's up.
And we
that's right.
It is.
Woohoo! Okay. I'm going to play out one of your commercials, and then we're gone. So, Eagle!
Whether you're fighting, training, or competing, represent your game and be strong. Warrior Strong. We are Warriors Fitness and Urban Wear, symbolizing the warrior in you. Find us at werwarriors.com. Cast Iron Supplements only carries the strongest, most effective products on the market today. With free shipping in the U.S. and only $10 shipping on out-of-country orders, we stand behind the products we promote. For information on wholesale distribution of our lines, visit castironsupplements.com. Cast Iron Supplements. Strong. Rigid. Unyielding. Get Cast Iron Strong.